Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 111 for Friday, October 12th, 2012. So we are a day late this week, and we're actually not doing... Well, I mean, we're doing this live because Jerry and Alex and I are here, and we're talking to
each other. I'm alive.
But we're not broadcasting it live. We're going old school the way we used to do it, and we just, like, record whenever and put it out whenever. It's kind of refreshing, actually. No chat room, no video.
And we're all in our underwear.
We're all in our underwear. No.
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, how's that different than any other day? No, so we're going a day late because I've been in California all week at CTIA doing pretty much absolutely nothing and needed to take Thursday off. You guys want to talk about CTIA real quick?
Sure. Tell us what you saw.
Bunch of phones we'd mostly already seen before. I got to see some stuff I hadn't gotten to play with yet, so that was good. I tell you, I like the HTC One VX.
I kind of like it.
Really? Yeah, it's... I like the soft touch that's on the 1X Plus better. But this thing, it's like a 1S, only bigger. A little less, I mean, it's wider, so it's a little less, like, gangly. Got a removable cover, but not a removable battery, so you can get in there for... I think it's got a micro SD card, right? And SIM cards in there. And it's nice. It's a QHD display, but it's LCD too, and it looks good. I'm really kind of tempted. Really kind of tempted.
Mm. Do it.
I don't know. But it's nice. Optimus G was kind of all over the place the second day. I saw a couple posts out there like, LG storms the show with the Optimus G or something like that. And it's like, well, I mean, it didn't take much to do that. No. I had a briefing with Sprint, and they showed theirs off. And then LG had an event Wednesday night that we went to up in the Hard Rock. And it was a really cool event, actually. One of the cooler... I hate to say we go to parties for these things, but that's actually kind of part of this horrible job I have, is you have to go to parties and shake hands and have drinks and see people and see things. So LG had, I forget the name of the bar, I can't remember, at the Hard Rock in San Diego, and up on a roof, and it was really nicely done. I mean, not that should, like, weigh on a company and a product, but it was a good event. And that's good for them because, I mean, they're obviously trying to rehab their image.
Yep.
Or, if not rehab, build an image, I guess, is maybe more accurate. And that was part of the reason they brought a bunch of us over to Seoul a few weeks ago. And I think we're going to see more of that. So it was very swanky. It was a bunch of really pretty people and, you know, a bunch of Koreans and bloggers. And the bloggers are not the pretty people, though. They are often Koreans, I guess. But actually, I ran into one guy who we saw in the meetings in Seoul, so that was really cool to see. And, I mean, I don't think anybody can accuse LG of not trying anymore. I mean, it's kind of a new era for them. So we've got the Sprint Optimus G. In fact, it's on its way to Jerry. You'll have it on Monday. Congrats. I've got the Korean version in my hands again, which, man, I tell you, it's kind of a tease because it's got the antenna on it for the Korean TV, which we actually got to watch when we were in Korea. And it's kind of cool. And they're right. Like, everybody's watching TV on their phones over there. It's just one of those legacy cultural things that they can't get rid of in devices. They're like, look, we'd love to get rid of this thing. People won't let us. So that's kind of funny.
That's how it works. Give people what they want.
Yeah. And then we've got the AT&T version as well. Andrew Vaca's got that. So Andrew and I were playing with it Wednesday night after we got him. And we were actually sitting there at the event with Dieter Bone from The Verge and Miriam from Engadget. And Andrew and Miriam run upstairs to, you know, go hit the head or whatever. And then I guess they're like taking forever. And I was like, where are those guys? They unboxed their phones, didn't they? So sure enough, they come bouncing into this other bar we're at. Like, guys, the phones are different. And so sure enough, there are physical differences between the AT&T version and the Sprint version. AT&T, I think it was AT&T. AT&T's is a little bigger. The crystal reflection process on the back is a little different. The weird pattern under not glass thing that, you know, we've been talking about. So the designs are a little different. They're both good. Software's tweaked a little bit. So that was interesting because I thought we were going to hopefully just get one device across carriers, but not so much.
Kind of interesting that they kept the name as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not actually just, you know, some random... they've kept the Optimus brand,
right,
like Samsung's done with the Galaxy brand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a grossly different device, but it's just some little, little.
Now, easy.
What?
It's different enough that our forums are going to be full of people want to flash the wrong software and break things.
Absolutely, but like from a consumer standpoint, they're not going to notice.
Yeah, for people like me or any of the mods or advisors in forums, it's going to be a huge headache with a different device with the same name. But for anybody else, it's not going to matter.
Yeah. And I've got the I've got the Korean version here, and I wish I had the Sprint and AT&T versions. I can't tell. I want to say the Korean version still just feels better. I need to have them side by side before I like definitively say that. But I remember picking it up. It felt the Sprint one felt lighter and maybe a little more plasticky.
You know, that would make sense because that's you've had quite a few LG phones, mm-hmm. and Alex has, and I have.
And I keep saying, they're surprisingly good, right? Nobody believes me.
Right, and then when you go to the Verizon store and you pick up the, Verizon, LG, whatever, it is more plasticky, and it is not quite as well built.
Yeah, I want to say the 4X was pretty plasticky. I mean, they make plastic phones, but I think the difference is they always feel they feel plasticky, but they feel less sort of creaky than, say, your Samsung phones do sometimes.
Right.
And they're often heavier as well. I guess that's why, because it's they're not too bothered about decreasing the weight as much as the manufacturers are.
I mean, I'm still very impressed, especially with this Korean one. Again, I need to see it side by side with the U.S. ones, but I'm still very impressed with the build. I think it's a solid device. Now that could well change when a lot of people start getting them and some actual use time. We've seen that happen before, but this is just me sitting here holding it, not having any real concerns about.
Mm. So the interesting thing,
by the way, remember how the turn the volume up. Remember how Samsung has that annoying droplet sound?
Oh, has LG got one now?
Oh yeah, LG's got. No, don't shut off. There we go.
Oh really? That's what you got to deal with every time you press the screen?
Well, you can turn it off.
Yeah, but I mean that's your default sound, right?
Yeah, it's not for everything. Does it do it in the menu? Nah, it doesn't do it.
Okay.
So that's the lock screen.
I almost want to say that LG sounds better. Their water droplet sounds like
a little
like
less
a water
cheesy. Yeah.
It's like the Samsung one.
Exactly.
What I was going to say is you've obviously got this sort of not glass back, the crystal reflective process on the back on all three of these things.
Yeah.
Is it pretty much the same on all three? Are there different patterns? Is it different?
It's a different pattern, and that's why we're going to talk a whole lot of Nexus here in a minute, but I got a post going in the forums on just kind of my thoughts on what I saw of this LG Nexus, because it very much looks like the same crystal reflective process, and I'm sure it is, which could lead me to believe it's not a Nexus, but just a high-end stock LG phone or something. We'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, no, it looks the same, and I still like the way it looks. I mean, it looks like it is supposed to feel like the Galaxy Nexus back a little bit. At least the Korean version has almost the same sort of diamond pattern, but it's just completely smooth. And the glass portion, the not glass portion, is you can tell it's separate from the rest of the body, but it's completely flush, so it's just really nicely designed in there.
Okay, this not glass. Let's answer a couple questions about that for me. Is it something that feels, looks, and acts like glass, or okay?
It does that for a reason.
Yes. For whatever reason, they're just not calling it glass. And honestly, I don't quite remember why, and I'm not sure we ever got a real answer. I think it's just to not confuse. I tell you what it probably is, and this is not, I mean, this is me pulling this out of my butt because I do not remember the stock line they gave us, but I'm willing to bet it's because it's not Gorilla Glass, and there is Gorilla Glass on the front of this, so they don't want people thinking it's on the back as well. Whether that's branding purposes, or whether it breaks,
And that was the other thing. How is this going to hold up to being dropped or your usual wear and tear? Because the classic thing with the iPhone, which is the other thing that had your classic phone that had glass on both sides, was that it would always, no matter how you dropped it, one side would always shatter. And LG has something to protect against that. But
LG asked if we would abuse this thing some, and maybe we will. I kind of hate to because it's a nice device.
On the back, especially if you don't have to worry about how optically clear it is, there are lots of glass like chemical compounds that are just tough as nails.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, I guess you don't have to worry about it being capacitive or anything like that either. Yeah. If it's on the back, you got a lot more leeway that way.
So it's a Corningware back. That's what we're going to call it from now on.
Well, maybe.
Corningware crystal reflective process back.
No, it might not be Corning, and maybe that's why they don't want to call it glass. So, because Corning makes Gorilla Glass. I don't know. What else from CTIA? The LG Escape. Andrew's got one of those as well. The Optimus L9 is coming out on T-Mobile. Mm. I think T-Mobile News got one of those leaked roadmaps that says in a couple weeks or whatever. Mm. But so it's coming. I mean, it's low end, but damn, that thing's thin as hell.
It is. It's like it is just like someone sort of flattened the Galaxy S2
It's ridiculously thin and light.
The screen's pretty nice as well, isn't it?
It's not horrible.
I forget what the resolution is, but it looks really good. It's very clear.
Yeah, it's not a high-end device, but it's not horrible. So it should be an interesting low-end device, and I wonder if that'll be like the next Optimus S.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be slick?
What else? I mean, that was really about it. So I sat down with HTC, but I sit down with them a lot, so there wasn't much there I hadn't seen before. Verizon says, you can expect voice over LTE by the end of 2013, which sounds about right, I guess. So, I mean, all in all, a pretty slow show. I only had 3 tacos, for those of you counting at home. One fish, one shrimp, one calamari. So, check those off your list of Phil Stalker things, I guess. And that's it. So I'm back home now. Nothing scheduled. I guess we've got the Samsung Galaxy Note 2 thing in a couple of weeks that we knew was Galaxy Note 2 from the start.
Yeah.
And then, so now the big news, segue. Is we're all expecting Nexus news of some sort. Maybe the 29th, October 29th is the date floating around. I know nothing. All right, let's get into it. I still think it's obvious we're getting something. I think LG has something. We've been talking about this all week. I'm going to put down on record by somebody a beer that I think there's going to be more than one phone.
More than one phone?
More than one phone. I think we're going to see. In fact, I don't think it's going to be Nexus.
Bite your tongue, Nickinson.
No, we've talked about this before. We have absolutely talked about this before and how we think maybe it's the end of the Nexus. Maybe Nexus has run its course, the one phone. And maybe we're going to see something different. And here's another reason why I bring that up. We have seen a new phone in the past week and a half that nobody leaked out, that nobody got early. That would be the HTC One VX, right?
Oh, that's because no one cares about the HTC.
Well, that's not the point, though. The point is, somebody can still make a phone and keep it a secret when they really want.
I know.
Really
people keep it a secret for different reasons. I mean, this is, you want to look at the evidence in favor of this being a Nexus. It's, I mean, branding's a different question, right? It's Google's are testing this thing. We know this. It's a build target for stock Android.
But we've already got one of those that works great.
Well, yeah, but it's. It doesn't mean this new one isn't a Nexus. It's obviously you can, from the software that's on the one that's out there right now, the way that stuff is laid out suggests this is a build target for just vanilla Android. It's, the code names are fish like all the other Nexuses. Mm. If you want to get right down to it, it's it's been tested by Google. I think it's fairly obvious this is the next Nexus, and it looks like a Nexus, right? It's got the very much Galaxy Nexus kind of feel to it, different back obviously, and it's not as curved as the other one, but I think this is the Nexus for this year. And I think if we do get a Nexus, any more Nexus devices, maybe we're looking at different product categories for that.
What do you think, Jerry? One device, more than one device?
I think
put your money where your beard is. Come on.
If there's going to be more than one, we won't see them all at one time.
Hmm.
Yeah, I could buy a phone and then a tablet or something else like that. I think. Yeah, I mean, it depends whether you class a possible LTE version of this as a separate phone.
I wouldn't.
I think. So no, I wouldn't either. But I think at some level, maybe you'll get an LTE version later on. I think Sprint probably be a good candidate for that.
I'm almost willing to bet that when we see an L, not if, when we see an LTE version of this, it will have nothing to do with the Nexus name. It'll still be stock. It'll still get timely updates, but they will yank the Nexus label off of it rather than go through what they did last year.
So by now, we've all seen the leaks. So apparently there's one floating around Eastern Europe somewhere. And I'm a little jealous, actually, because I like the way it looks. I think it looks really good. It kind of looks like a continuation of the Galaxy Nexus, right?
But it's not, and you can trace it all back, right? Can't you, to the original Nexus?
The way it looks makes me think that this is definitely going to be a Nexus device, Phil.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Why would LG make a different-looking Optimus G unless they had a reason to do it?
I think when I say no Nexus, I think I mean in name only, maybe. And there's a very good chance I'm just completely wrong with this. part of me is just kind of taking the contrarian view a little bit. But no. I absolutely agree. It looks like a Nexus device. And I'm trying not to look at that with Google on the back. I know there's been a lot of debate over whether a Nexus phone would say with Google or if it would just say Google. Two thoughts about that. One, have no idea how old that prototype is. Two, have no idea how easy it is to change that logo if you want to. Three, Google has always played fairly fast and loose with how it uses that logo. It wouldn't surprise me at all to just see it like slapped on something.
The Droid Incredible was with Google, wasn't it, back in the day, I think.
Yeah. Everybody that's focusing on that seems to have forgotten that the pictures we showed of, or you know, that we got of the phone starting up also has a LG boot screen.
Right.
Not Google.
So
yeah.
And again, some of that's going to be prototype stuff and
stuff
that nobody cared about and they left in there on that ROM. So you got to be careful reading a lot into this stuff sometimes, I think.
Yeah, I think you need to be careful looking at these minute details. You kind of ignore the big picture, and that is this thing looks like a Nexus. This thing is being tested by Google as this thing is running stock Android. So those, I think, are the big points in favor of it.
I still think Google might have something up its sleeve just in the implementation of Nexus and developer phone and something.
I think we can all agree something needs to change in the way that, the way the GeneX happened last year in the US.
It's a friggin'
because mess. That was from start to finish was just a complete mess, right?
Yep. The word cluster or something or other comes to mind.
It was a fuster cluck. It was horrible.
Yep.
And it was probably Verizon's fault. So.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, what else do you want to talk about that? We've seen it every which way.
It's kind of, I mean, the past week we've gone from knowing basically nothing to basically everything. The hardware is no longer a mystery. It's essentially an Optimus G in a different shell. The big thing that people were talking about, the controversial side of the hardware, was the storage. So there are, apparently, according to Paul O'Brien, we've got an 8 gig version and a 16 gig version. I think one of the prototypes that we saw that we were sent that later turned up on XDA was a 16 gig, and the one that is in Belarus now I think is an 8 gig. I think what we're going to end up happening is it's going to go on the market on the Play Store, and you want to look at the reason why there's an 8 gig version. And with an X7, there was an 8 gig version, so they could keep the cost down, so they could sell it at $200. This, I think, is going to be the same. They're going to release it first in the Play Store, and there's going to be a really compelling sort of low price point for the 8 gig model. Google knowing, of course, that people don't use most of the storage on their phone and that they're pushing this cloud-based ecosystem. So the 8 gig model is there to be cheap. I think the one that you're going to see in stores, if you eventually do see this thing in stores, and eventually the one you see launched in Europe, probably that's going to be mostly the 16 gig model.
There's been a lot of hate over that too. I mean,
I'm just forcing you to buy the 8 gig model. If you're going to pay more and get 16 gigs, you're going to be able to do that.
Right.
Oh my God! A company that focuses on cloud storage builds a device focused on cloud storage.
Well, I want all of these people to look at their phone right now and see if they're using more than 8 gigs of storage, because most of them probably aren't. Right.
I mean, this is one of those things that companies can measure. We talked to ACC about it in one of those NDA meetings, and it's like, they said, we found that people only use, less than 2 gigabytes of storage or data or whatever. Like, they can measure these things. These are quantifiable, features. So, I mean, why would you not offer different sizes? And that's an easy one to do. I mean, that's not something that you have to redesign the entire phone for.
No,
not at all.
One chip out, putting other in. It's the same firmware, even, isn't it? On the next 7.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually just one tiny edit to one file to add more storage.
So,
yeah, people need to relax about that a little bit. It's,
definitely,
you know, if it only has 8 gigabytes, it's not like it's a car with 3 wheels.
And it's not like anyone's forcing you to buy that version, is right. it? There's going to be another one.
You're forcing me to look at it.
Exactly. If
I know it exists, and I hate it.
if they only bring out an 8 gigabyte Nexus phone, and it's not for you, you just decide, okay, I need more storage. Well, we have plenty of wonderful Samsung devices right over here on the other shelf, right at your carrier store, that will fit your needs.
Sure, but it's not even that's the case, because we know there's another version. We know there's a 16 gig version. So
I want 32.
It's just people getting mad because 32 would be nice.
I need at least 32. Now. Well, I mean, because, and it goes back to applications are taking up more space than ever, right?
For gaming, I think that's going to be the big thing, pushing extra storage. We got new games from EA, like the new Need for Speed, I think, is going to take up 4 gigs. That's more than half your storage on 8 gig Nexus 7, because some of it isn't available because of the OS and whatnot.
I think I totally freaked out my Galaxy S3 today, by the way. Because it's, what is the Verizon one, 16 gig? I don't even know what it is. And then I've got a 64 gigabyte SD card in it. And then I tried plugging in a USB stick.
All right.
I think it just totally freaked out. It's like, what is all this storage? No. Which you could have seen my face when I did that, by the way. Ow, that kind of hurt. What do you guys think about the name? What do you think it's going to be?
I think Google's going to be pushing hard for Nexus 4. I think LG would like it to be Optimus Nexus, because they pushed to get the Optimus name out there, and the Optimus G, and to keep that there in the US. I think eventually, the most likely is going to be Nexus 4. I think that's mostly just gut feeling, but I think Google's pushing. Go on.
No, they should just call it the new Nexus.
I think LG should really push for Optimus, because Samsung got Galaxy.
They got the Galaxy Nexus. I mean, Optimus Nexus is such a stupid name, but it's going to get that brand out there in the same way that they did with the Galaxy Nexus.
It's a shame they can't bring back the Prime name and make it the Optimus Prime.
That was still pretty badass.
Someone's going to be getting sued over that.
I don't know that it's going to have... I like Optimus Nexus. I'm not sure it's going to have G in it.
Someone, I forget who it was. I think Nexus G was banded around somewhere. I mean, the Nexus branding is all over the place if you look at the whole Nexus line,
right?
Anyway,
and what this won't have is the Optimus G branding.
It's not going to be Optimus G.
It doesn't have all the G style stuff that LG is really pushing, and you know that's what they're calling it, G style. And I didn't. I think I talked about this before. In fact, somebody asked. I think it was Dieter. Or somebody asked this week, like G. What, I mean, what's the G line? I said I didn't get it at first either.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah, it's Gangnam Style. And then I was sitting there in the middle of a meeting in Seoul, and suddenly it hit me. It's like, holy crap, I get it now. You have the Optimus L and the Optimus G. LG. Oh. I mean, it's one of those things that's like just sitting there, and you can't see it. But so I don't think it'll be Optimus G, or like Nexus G, or Optimus Nexus G.
Now I want it to be Nexus G.
Yeah, I think Nexus 4, that's a good enough. It works on a lot of levels, right? It's the fourth Nexus. It's right. A 4-inch screen compared to 7, or 4.7 compared to 7 point whatever on the Nexus 7.
Now it's copying the iPhone.
Yeah. It's a number. You can't, you can't patent a number.
We have patents on numbers.
Jesus. Don't make me start talking about those old Optimus slider messaging phones that were named 1, 2, 3.
Hey, and good news, the ban has been lifted against the Galaxy Nexus. Huzzah. It was stayed anyway, but it's nice to see the system work. And I read the whole order actually on the plane back yesterday, which is, very boring thing to do on a plane. But, basically they said the judge overstepped in the way she did it, and then there was one thing she just totally misinterpreted.
Then get her off the bench so she can't do it again.
Oh, stop it. No.
No, sorry.
No. These things happen. And that's why you have appellate courts. But it was an interesting read, and I understood most of it, except for when they started talking about heuristics and whether, you know, using a plurality of heuristics and how they work together. And then it had to do with the way the claim of the patent was worded. And at that point, I tried to open the plane door and escaped my death, but they wouldn't let me. I got tackled, and, you know, you hear those stories. Didn't really happen. But I mean, the rest of it made sense. Like, I understood. And they did a good job explaining why they disagreed. So, and it basically came down to Apple didn't show. Apple has to show, you know, irreparable harm, and nobody showed irreparable harm.
Period. So, coming out of this, does this mean that potentially we're going to have local search patched into all the Galaxy S3s that it was patched out of in the wake of this thing?
Man, I would think so.
Because, yeah, I mean, you would imagine so. There's nothing. I forget, is Apple targeting the S3 in any separate lawsuits? I guess they naturally there would be, but
I think they added it, didn't they?
Yeah, they added the S3. Yeah.
I mean, so, that's assuming that's that same, you know, infringement claim that they're using. Just devil's advocate. So we're still waiting on the 4.1.2 update. Android 4.1.2, by the way, was announced this week. And it's out on the Nexus 7. Devil's advocate, is that a reason why we don't see the OTA yet? Or you think that's just the natural time it's taking them to push that out?
I think it's just things are on course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
The images went up, didn't they? The factory images. And there's always kind of a few days either side of, you know, either you'll get the open source version first or the image or the OTA. And sometimes one's first, sometimes the other's first.
Yeah. No, I'm playing devil's advocate. So,
yeah.
Other interesting stuff. Apparently, Android Police has a system dump out of this, so they're playing with the Gmail app. And I mean, the improvements. I assume the app itself will still be pretty awesome, but the improvements sound just kind of like things you would expect. You know, finally being able to zoom in HTML mail, being able to swipe from the mailbox list, and then swipe left or right to archive or delete. I mean, that's all stuff that I think everybody's wanted for a long time, and it's pretty obvious. But it's good to see they're doing it. I guess they're doing.
Yeah, I think it shows the build we get. I think it shows that Android 4.2 is, you know, as we expected, kind of a, because I guess that's where it's from, right? It's on a thing on the LG Nexus that's being tested at Google. It's going to be a fairly minor update. Maybe it'll even still be called Jelly Bean.
Right. I bet it'll still be called Jelly Bean. It won't be called Roadrunner. I'll tell you that.
If it's 4.2, I don't think it'll be Jelly Bean.
Really?
Really.
You think they wouldn't just keep it a Jelly Bean to stop people 2. Yelling?
2.2 was Froyo, yeah, 2.3 right. was Gingerbread.
Yeah, he's right.
That's a big bump when you change that second number.
Well, it's just a number.
Yeah, but to the guys writing the software, it mean those numbers mean something.
But Eclair was 2.0, and Eclair was also 2.1, wasn't it?
Eclair was a big mess, is what it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't count Eclair or Honeycomb.
Eclair was around for like, I need to do the math. Was Eclair round longer or shorter than Jelly Bean from Jelly Bean Ice Cream Sandwich? I'm going to do the math on that. Might be insane.
I bet the first Eclair, the one that came on the Droid, was out much shorter.
Yes. No, I think as a name, they're probably pretty close. I bet Jelly Bean was shorter just because Google I.O. got pushed back this year to the end of June instead of May.
Yeah, I think either way, we're looking at a minor update, really. You're looking at 4 or 5 months worth of work on this compared to, I think, was it 9 or so between ICS and Jelly Bean? So it's going to be a small update, whatever they call it.
And when we say minor update, we don't mean like it wasn't a buttload of work for Google to do.
I'm talking to, you know, you got Gingerbread to ICS, that kind of huge update where everything changes, and it's, you know, you've got a load of visual changes as well. I think 4.2, whatever it is going to look pretty much the same as what we have now in Jelly Bean.
Right. What else? Is this the LG E960 that we're looking at? Or was that
The E960 is the Pentaband HSPA thing that is doing the rounds, that's being tested all over the place.
So same device or different device?
Well, I think it's the same device.
Oh, you know what that was? That was one of the pictures that we decided had a shell on it or something weird, right?
It's a dummy case. Yeah, yeah. We were pretty... Yeah.
All right. I'm getting all this stuff straightened out.
Yeah, it's the Mako, which is the code name for it.
Hey, back to 412. So, Jerry, what are the features in that we care about? We know in the Nexus 7 it brought rotation to the home screen. So if you put it in portrait or landscape, it rotates like it should.
And, you know, other than that, I've been playing with it on my phone. Of course, as soon as I finished building it, Google released the factory images. Yeah. But we've got it on there, and I'm not seeing a lot. There's a little bit of the layout of the screen where you give consent for location is a little different. Mm-hmm. Some people are telling me that the glow events when you touch something are a little bit different. I don't see it. I mean, maybe that's my old eyes. But it's... And I don't want to say it's faster because I just wiped my phone.
Right.
It's a, you know.
And that's always faster.
Makes your phone fast.
But I like the idea of having just one master toggle on the location.
Yeah.
I mean,
it saves a lot of clicking, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm never going to turn it off, but just for somebody's peace of mind, that's a good thing.
Right.
And that should be an easy fix to do. So.
There is that small change to notifications, isn't there, where you can swipe all the way down and expand all of them. If you've got a bunch of expandable notifications at the top, you can just drag the top one, drag it all the way down, it'll expand all of them. That's new.
So here's a question. Let's assume that we're going to get this semi-minor major update, right, 4.2, and say it's announced in the next 2 weeks. You still got devices that are waiting to be updated to Jelly Bean. Are manufacturers going to be able to focus their attention on this new one? Well,
I think that's why they might still call it Jelly Bean. It'll just be
the... Well, that doesn't matter. The name doesn't matter. The fact that they're putting out one at all, you know, the manufacturers have got to be just shaking their heads, with the exception of maybe Samsung, just because they're so damn big now. I mean, they've got to be shaking their heads and be like, damn it, we're just getting, you know, we're just starting to get to the point where we can get Jelly Bean out, let alone, like, concentrate on doing something actually new. And now we have to worry about this next one, and people are going to be screaming their heads off that we need this now.
Ignore those people. Somebody tell me something that a phone running Gingerbread doesn't do that you need.
Absolutely. But I'm just saying, from the relationship of Google and a manufacturer, and obviously I've had discussions with people about this in the past couple of weeks, but I mean, it goes back to, should Google slow down?
No. No, if anything, manufacturers need to refocus so they can keep up.
Should Google do more to help manufacturers along, or is that what the PDK is supposed to do?
I guess, but...
And I'm asking questions. I don't have answers here.
Go to XDA, and when new source code comes out, it's built for the Galaxy S2 in a matter of hours. You know... These enthusiasts can do it, and granted, it's not bug-free, and it's not done as well as Samsung can do it.
And not
the first one to admit that.
And not put out anywhere near the same scale.
Right.
And it's not certified for anything, like these updates need to be.
It shows that it's entirely possible to just reconfigure your build environment and start going.
Yeah, I think... It's going to depend on what is actually new in 4.2. If it is basically just a 4.1.3, that kind of jump, they just changed the number because they got a new Nexus, then it's going to be trivial for that to be put out. I really don't know. I mean, we know an awful lot about the hardware of this new Nexus. We don't know much about the software that's going to be on there. So it's almost kind of pointless to wonder how people are going to catch up when we don't know what they're catching up with.
Yeah.
I get twitchy when people say Google needs to slow down.
No,
Google needs to go faster. Show me more, better, faster, stronger. Samsung, LG, HTC, everybody else, you know, adjust your resources. You can keep up.
I get twitchy because I know all the screaming that's about to happen. It's the same.
Yeah, if it is a major version, there will be a lot. You know, two major versions within 4 to 5 months. That's going to be a lot of screaming.
I'm just saying. I think we're going to see phones again that might get left behind.
Oh, so yeah, well, without
I think
a doubt,
we've already got phones that are going to get left behind.
I mean, they're dead. We just don't know it yet.
Yep.
And I say dead, like Jerry just said. These are phones that will work perfectly well. You know, you take something like the, and I'm not saying the 1X isn't going to get updated, but you take something like the 1X or the 1S or probably the 1V, and it's going to be just fine.
It'll do everything it did when you bought it.
What else? Galaxy S3, obviously, I would say it would be fine. The new Motorola stuff that's coming out right now, probably just fine.
Right. Yeah, although the Motorola stuff's going out on ICS, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's still not
yet. We need to draw a big distinction between before the Razr and after the Razr.
Yes.
I think with Motorola.
I agree.
Yeah.
LG stuff, we're in a weird place, but whatever.
You know, and that's why I wrote this thing about being a fanboy. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I am a fanboy. But I am a fan.
I think we all are. I mean, none of us stays up till 3 in the morning playing with this stuff because we hate it.
I'm a fanboy of Android and innovation and maybe a little bit of the Nexus. But like you said before, that's just a name. But if LG gets to make one, LG software is going to get better. Look at the change, the turnaround we had in Samsung software when they started building the Nexus S. I want to see that for LG. Next, I want Kyocera to make one. Ooh. That way their software can get better. I want everybody to make one.
Look, I understand like you need a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down, but it's going to need a damn big spoonful there, man.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you're absolutely right. Look at all the talk right now with, I don't want an LG Nexus, I hate LG. But that's exactly what people said back, you know, a year and a half ago with Samsung.
Never again.
Like back between, exactly. Back between what? The Galaxy S1 and 2?
Yeah.
I hate Samsung. Samsung sucks. It's plastic. And then software sucks.
They built the Nexus S, and then boom, when the S2 came out, that thing ran, it screamed.
And you know what? I didn't appreciate the Nexus S until like a year later. I didn't like it at first. And now I'm just like, you know what? That's a cool little phone.
But yeah, the Nexus S seemed to all intents and purposes like a Fascinate with stock Android.
Right.
And that really turned people off. But it's what it did.
I mean, would I love to see another HTC Nexus something? Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
They make great phones. I want to see something like the VX with soft touch. That would be like a Nexus 1. But man, I tell you, that's what the VX reminds me of a little bit. So that's, God, it's the Nexus. I'm holding the Nexus 1 right now because I never let it out of my sight. It's never more than like 3 feet away from me just in case I need to pick it up and hold it and touch it and caress it. That is a damn good phone. Oh, it just turned on. It's alive. Sorry. I just needed a minute there with my Nexus 1. Now, I mean, we go through this every year, and that's the fanboyism, and we'll go through it again next year, and it'll step in, too. But
yep.
I think, and this is, you know, I haven't used it. I'm not under NDA. People are joking on Google+. I have no secrets here. You know everything I do. Just looking at the pictures and knowing what I know about the Optimus G and holding the Optimus G right now, I think whatever LG and Google are about to drop on us, it's going to be pretty damn good. Especially if it's stock software, because I'm still a big fan of stock Android software. I prefer it on top of anything else right now. Not that HTC is not doing good stuff. Not that Samsung's not doing good stuff. LG is getting there.
I can't say I prefer any of these manufacturer skins. I can tolerate some more than others. Mm-hmm. But you got to get the basics down. Give LG a chance to learn and work with the people at Google how Android runs under the hood. And then LG software is going to get a lot better.
I'm really curious to see what you think, Jerry, about all the customizations that LG's done. Because there's a lot of – I mean, it's very Samsung-y in that they've just thrown a lot of stuff at it. I mean, there's still things in it that I was finding as I left Korea. You know, I'm not crazy that they have folders instead of circles. Like, they look like manila folders.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that's janky and just not good. But you can scroll within the folders. So if you have, you know, a dozen apps in there, you scroll through it. That's cool. And they did that. So, I mean, God, this phone is fast, guys.
It should be. Yeah. It's basically got two Galaxy S3 processors under the hood.
Exactly. And 2 gigabytes.
And a faster GPU. It's got people often forget this, but it's got the Adreno 320, which is a whole generation beyond what we've seen in phones so far this year.
According to Kevin O'Quinn, our hardware guy in the forums, the GPU is about twice as fast, and it's got twice the number of high-speed cores. So
yeah,
it should scream.
I think it's going to be huge for gaming, isn't it? Right, both the G and the Nexus that's based on it.
that's the kicker. These game companies, they need to step it up. You look at what the game companies can do when they get involved with NVIDIA, and we've all got NVIDIA devices. There is a visible difference in the way it plays and the way it looks. The GPU in the Optimus G is plenty capable of doing all that and more. Let's see some step up on the software side and take advantage of it, and I'll be a happy little man.
Yeah, I think that's going to take a lot from Qualcomm and Google to make that happen. Hopefully they'll step up the plate.
You want to speculate on price a little bit?
$400.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that much more than what Galaxy Nexus is now.
Maybe $350 at a push for the 8 gig version. I think everyone outside the US is still going to probably get screwed on price.
We're used to it though.
To pay.
Oh, outside the US.
Yeah. I
don't care about
to pay.
You. So.
Well, we're all going to get screwed on price.
You say that you're buying an unlocked device straight from Google without having to step foot in a carrier store. I'm willing to pay.
We're used to that.
For me, that's a luxury.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah.
And I'm going to think that there is a really good chance that they will release a slim, I hate to use the word cheap, 8 gigabyte, no frills version for $299.99. That's just my gut saying, you know, if they can pull that off, that's a pure win right there. You have to do something to get people interested in buying a device sight unseen across the internet.
Yeah.
You've seen the... Sorry, go ahead.
Go on.
You've seen the... So somebody, that Belarusian site, did a review of the prototype. You saw their sample pictures that they took?
Yeah.
Can't tell if the camera's better than what I saw before. I need to go out and play with the Optimus G I have now. But, I mean, for me, that's the other big thing. Like,
yeah, I think... Actually, I'll just interrupt you there. Go on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think we probably need to prepare ourselves for this thing probably to have a crappy camera just because that's the way things have gone with Nexuses in the past. On the other hand, these sample pictures are from a prototype running software that is, from what I hear, quite old. So they're running, you know, if you read the review, or the translation of it, they're saying that it has all kinds of crashes. You know, sometimes buttons don't respond. Sometimes it boot loops.
Well, sure.
So
that's prototype.
But I mean, if you translate that over to the camera, it means that the software backing up this thing probably isn't too good anyway. And, you know, that's half of the camera equation is the software that's backing it up. So, I'm willing to bet that what we get out of the final hardware and the final software is going to be better than what we've seen on this review today. But I think in the grand scheme of the cameras we have now, are the phones that are out there, the Galaxy S3 and the iPhone 5 and all the others we're going to be seeing over the next few months, it's probably going to be probably middle of the road at best.
Yeah.
I have to agree, and that sucks.
Yes, I'm there with you too.
Well, you know what? But, for normal people, it probably doesn't suck quite as much. We have to be ready to take a picture at any time of anything that's publish worthy. Go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say that's why I've got an Xperia T here with CM on it.
Yep,
very similar kind of experience. Much better camera.
That's why I carry two phones when I leave the house and take the 1X with me. I love the phone, but I carry it because of the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't buy a Nexus for the camera.
Nope.
Yeah, but I want the camera to be good.
I think it'll be good. I just don't think it'll be very good. It won't be, you know, you'll put it side by side with the Galaxy S3 and it probably won't compare too well.
It'll probably have very similar or the same hardware as the Optimus G, but it's the software side.
Yeah.
I think
we've seen some 8 megapixel LG stuff this year so far. The 4X had probably the same sensor that's going to be in the Optimus G and the same sensor and assembly that's going to be in this new Nexus. And it has a bunch of weird issues with it. Part of that software, I guess. The autofocus is crappy. The dynamic range isn't great. So if it is an LG sensor, probably, you know, we're not going to get our hopes up too high.
So what you're saying is the Apple blogs need to go ahead and just write their post. That camera sucks compared to ours.
But at least it's not purple.
Ooh, yeah.
I bet it could be.
It could be. Apparently all cameras do that, even though I don't have any that do. But they all do. I read that.
Yeah. They can do it. We should have that should be our next photo contest. The best purple picture.
Done. Done.
The best picture with purple lens flare. Not photoshopped on. That's it.
Done. I'll get Renee to take a picture to use.
We'll give away some. I got those Android minis. We can give away some of those.
All right. Cool.
I just put those away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because my kids keep asking me about them. Are you sure I can't have one, Dad? Yes.
I was talking to those people about the plastics. I can't even think of their name. Yeah, the plastics company.
Yeah.
For another project, you can't even get any more of those. They have no idea when they'll be able to sell anymore. So we're going to make you all jump through purple hoops to get any.
What else? Is that it for Nexus? I didn't even prep any voicemails or emails for this one, because I figured we'd just talk Nexus and get out of here.
I think, yeah, we all know what the hardware is now. I want to know what the new software stuff is, because Nexus traditionally has always been about the software. Right. If there is new software stuff coming, is it what makes it special?
I agree.
One thing, this is Nexus, but not Nexus phone. Mm-hmm. Do we have any type of confirmation from anywhere, even, anybody talk to anybody off the record, about this new battery circuitry in the upcoming Nexus 7s?
No, I saw you pointed me to JBQ's post on that. So what is mm-hmm. it? They are changing the power... something
power management, yeah,
like something in the hardware on future Nexus 7s, right?
Right.
And so the 4.12 update has software for the older ones to be able to, so it just merges it all together.
Yeah, I mean, from what I gather from reading what JBQ had to say, is the new power management features that are in a new kernel. If 3.4 is a newer kernel with some more stuff merged into it. And new circuitry. I wonder if we're going to see anything like that in the phone.
Could be. I mean, how much of a benefit do you get from that, from the new 3.4 stuff, if you've got an existing Nexus 7? Do you get any benefit at all?
I don't think so. Not the way I'm reading it.
You know what that means. We're going to have to buy another Nexus 7.
Yeah. They made it obsolete right after it was released.
Because I can't test on an old one with a scratched screen, so I need a new one with better power management.
Let me scratch the screen on mine. that's curious to me. I mean, if they put new type of circuitry in the next phone, and it's going to require a bigger kernel, that's enough for a version bump.
Yes.
Possibly, yeah. If they're doing it in the new Nexus 7s, it stands to reason they would do it in their new phone. And we know
that's why I was asking.
The prototype's running the 3.4 kernel, isn't it?
Right. Has anybody heard anything more about, or are we sure that's coming in the new Nexus 7s? That's what nerds worry about, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of things I wonder.
All I've heard is the new one has pretty good battery life. That's all I can. All I know about that.
I'm excited.
Yep.
Getting excited. Do you think they're going to do a launch event? And again, I have no idea.
I hope.
I don't know. It'd be cool if they did. The rumor was that it was just going to be announced at this Dive Into Mobile thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I hope there's a huge stage in Seoul and Psy is there, and it's just G-style everywhere. And
you just want me to go to Seoul again, don't you?
No, I don't want you to go to Seoul, but I know you want to go to Seoul.
I wouldn't mind.
I want Seoul. You to stay home.
I like Seoul, but never mind. We'll be right back. All right. That's it, I think. Are we done?
I think we're done.
I think so.
As always, and even though we didn't do it today, you can email us at podcast@androidcentral.com. You can get us all on Twitter, @AndroidCentral, @PhilNickinson, @GBPill, @AlexDoby. Get us all on Google+. Use our names, search for us, you'll find us. We're brought to you, as we are always, by shopandroid.com. Call them at 888-468-6158. And you can leave us a voicemail if you want at that same number, 888-468-6158, extension 222. Jerry, Alex, thank you. Everybody else out there listening to this recorded version, thank you for putting up with a weird one. We'll get back to our normal videoing, chatting, chat rooming selves next week. Promise. So, that's it. We're out.
Adios.
See ya.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 111.
Yes, you can kick me right in the ass. I didn't know it wasn't turned off.
I've got like 5 phones turned on right here.
Yeah, I'm just looking around trying to work out what's on and what's off. Oh, I got my Xperia T with CM on it now. Most awesome phone ever.
Awesome. We're going to start the podcast now, if that's okay.